CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 19th of June 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Region 1 Monitoring Service Newsletter, IARU VHF and UP Matters, GIQRP Convention. The latest IARU Region 1 Monitoring Service Newsletter detailing intruders in the amateur bands is available at iaru-r1.org. Radars continue to be the most numerous and harmful intrusion on the bands. For the last couple of months, monitoring have been receiving signals whose function they have not yet been able to identify. The most common one has a bandwidth of about 8 kHz, seems to consist of central carrier and is most frequently found in the 20 and 40 metre bands. For those with a particular interest in VHF matters, the IARU Region 1 VHF Plus newsletter, number 8989, is available from the same website. It contains details of the interim hybrid meeting due to be held during the radio show in Friedrichshafen in Germany. Subjects for discussion include preparation for the ITU World Radio Conference, WRC 23, particularly regarding the 23 SEMS band. It also has details of IARU, VHF and UP contests and trophies. Throughout June, many UK radio amateurs may use the letter Q in place of the regional secondary locator. If you'd like to join them, the free-of-charge notice of variation to your licence that is needed is available via the RSGB website. If you'd rather, you can just use the suffix stroke 70, celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. An NOV is not necessary for the stroke 70 addition to your call sign. There are two awards available for logging or working stations using both the QRSL or stroke 70 suffix. If you look under rsgb.org/jubilee, look for award 70. The GIQRP convention will take place on Saturday the 25th of June at the Tandragee Golf Club. This event is supported by the GQRP Club. There will be trade stands, talks and presentations relating to QRP construction and operating. The talks will be streamed live online for those unable to attend. A build-a-thon will also take place where participants under supervision will construct a Morse tutor. Advance booking for the build-a-thon is advised. There are concessionary prices for junior constructors. Doors open at 9:30 and the event closes at 5. Details are at gqrp.com. Just click on the GQRP convention tag on the left-hand side. A date for your diary now. The next Tonight at 8 lecture will take place on the 4th of July. This is the final lecture before the summer break. On the 4th, Peter Duffett-Smith, G3XJE, will be looking at radio waves and antenna and all that. His presentation covers a range of antenna-related information, so there should be something for everyone. Tonight at 8, webinars are live-streamed on the RSGB's YouTube channel, which is YouTube/TheRSGB. James Bertram, GM0 Golf Mike November, has been involved in amateur radio since he was a teenager, when he first joined the RSGB. He's very active on HF, VHF and UHF, with a particular interest in HFDX and DMR. James is also the secretary of the International Police Association Radio Club, which has more than 100 members. He was awarded the British Empire Medal in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. The radio station VP8GGM at the Goose Green Military Museum in the Falkland Islands will be on the air during the International Museums Weekend. You can listen for them today, this weekend the 18th and 19th, and next weekend the 25th and 26th of June, QSL via direct to VP8ADR. The KL7RRC IOTA, the expedition to Kiska Island, NA070, has been rescheduled and is now expected to take place between the 23rd and 28th of July. The team includes KL5CX, GN3QQ, N7QT, NL8F and W8HC. They'll operate CWSSB and FT8, 6 to 40 metre bands with three stations, QSL N7RO. See na234.com for more information. Now for details of rallies and events, publicise your rally and events as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, Sunday the 19th of June, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival will take place at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, IP100PW. The venue is just off the A14. There's free car parking and doors open at 9:30 a.m. Admission is £2. There'll be trade stands, a car boot sale, bring and buy, special interest groups, GB4SWR HF station and a RSGB bookstall. More from Kevin, G8MXV, on 07710 046 846. Between the 24th and 26th of June, the Ham Radio Show in Friedrichshafen, Germany, will have exhibitors and visitors from 52 countries. There's also a large flea market with around 300 stalls, talks, meetings, socialising and more. There'll be an RSGB stand and staff and volunteers look forward to meeting as many amateurs from around the world. The RSGB President, Spectrum Forum Manager and General Manager will be attending a variety of IARU meetings representing the interests of UK amateurs. Next Saturday, the 25th of June, the GIQRP convention will be held at Tandragee Golf Club in Craigavon. Doors open 9 a.m. and presentations start at 10 a.m. Contact Philip, MI0MSO 07849025760. r8.giqrp@gmail.com. Now for DX News, Alex, SQ9UM is on the air as SV2 stroke call sign from Polyuri in Greece until the 24th of June. In addition, Chris, OE5CFH, is operating as SV8 stroke call sign from Corfu, U052, until the 21st of June, QSL home calls. Ali, EP3CQ, is operating the 6 Oscar 1 Oscar Oscar from Mogadishu and is there for about a month whilst working for the UN Department of Safety and Security. Activities in his spare time on the 15 to 80 metre bands using some CW with FT8 FT4. QSL Director Home Call. Now special event news, GB100MW will be operating on Saturday the 25th of June by Medway Amateur Receiving Transmitting Society. They'll be located at the Medway Armed Forces Day regional event at the Heritage Park on the Lions, Gillingham in Kent. Further details can be found on QRZ under GB100MW. The GQRP club call sign will be active as GI5LOW for the first time in the lead up to and during the convention. Kevin, ZB2GI, is operating with special event call sign ZQ2GI until the 30th of June to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee QSL home call. Members of the Angel of the North ARC will be running GB0UUR celebrating the life of their late club secretary and RSGBX Deputy Regional Manager Nancy Bone, G7UUR. This event will take place during the afternoon of Saturday the 2nd of July. Now for contest news, the 50 Megs Trophy contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC on the 19th. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours and ends at 2359 UTC on the 19th. 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and age. The worked All Britain 50 megs contest takes place today, Sunday the 19th, from 0800 to 1400 UTC, AM, FM and SSB, the exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB square, if applicable. For the full rules, please see the WAB website. Entries should be with the contest manager by the 29th of June. The UK 6 Meter Group Summer Marathon runs until the 2nd of August with contacts on the 50 megs bands exchanging your 4-character locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Thursday, the SSB leg of the 80-metre club championships runs between 1900 and 2030 UTC. Exchange a signal report and serial number. Next weekend, Sunday the 26th, there are three contests taking place. The CW leg of the 50 megs contest runs between 0900 and 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchanged signal report, serial number and locator. The fourth 70 megs cumulative contest runs between 1400 and 1600 UTC, all modes, the exchanged signal report, serial number and locator. And the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, using all modes, the exchanged signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAJ3YLANG4BAO. They write, we said that last week's relatively low solar flux index wouldn't last, and it looks as though we were right. This week we've had an SFI that started at 121 and just kept climbing, peaking at 149 on the 15th. Also, we've had some plasma to contend with, thanks to the combined effects of a coronal hold high speed stream, along with a bright coronal mass ejection observed on Monday. These pushed the KP index to 5 on Wednesday the 15th. Luckily, a long-duration eruption LDE measuring M3.4 detected around active region 3030 on Monday was directed away from Earth and missed us completely. But it does show that we can expect many more in the way of CMEs as we head towards the peak of solar cycle 25. F2 layer MUFs over a 3,000 kilometre path have regularly exceeded 21 megs and often 24. There have also been some occasional 10 metre F2 openings with sporadic E and multiple hop E's events as other likely modes of propagation. As a result, we've had many reports of DX being worked, including Vasco 7Q7CT in Malawi and Harold 9X2AW in Rwanda on 10 metres FT8. The USAF predicts that the SFI will be around 136 this Sunday, falling back to 100 as the week wears on. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be unsettled around the 24th, although we could be in for a rough ride overall next week due to any unexpected CMEs from one of the numerous sunspots that have been flaring recently. Now for VHF and up. We ended last week with high pressure nearby for southern Britain, with a low pressure north of Scotland pushing a cold front south. So tropo in southern areas is getting displaced as the pattern becomes more unsettled and after some very high temperatures. The bulk of the coming week sees high pressures off to the west and a cooler northwesterly flow over the country, with some showery periods as well. This presents the prospect of rain scatter, but a bit limited as far as tropo goes, chiefly for westernmost parts and Ireland down to Biscay and Spain. The sporadic E season is in full swing, although in the last week conditions have not been quite so exciting, apart from the magnificent opening to the States last Sunday evening. Widespread activity as far as Mexico and Texas doesn't happen often, and plots of the weather pattern show that there were multiple jet stream areas of activity to make up for the required sequence of 4 or 5 hops of E's. Since the weather pattern driving this was not exceptional, it suggests that it could happen again. So perhaps keep the notion of checking 6 metres as late as mid-evening, 2000 to 2200 UTC, in your back pocket during the rest of the month. There are still plenty of meteor showers to fill in between the sporadic E in June. The Arietids, I think that should be, Zeta Perseids, Beta Taurids, and June Bootids are all active this week. The latter is generally low activity, but it produced unexpected activity in 1998 with a ZHR up to 100 for more than half a day, in 2004 with ZHR up to 50 over a similar period. Moon declination goes positive again on Wednesday, and we're past this month's perigee, so increasing moon availability and increasing path losses is the story for EME enthusiasts this week. 144 MHz sky noise is low, not exceeding 300 Kelvin until Thursday. That's all they write from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also.